Welcome to Trinity Presbyterian Church meditation for Ash Wednesday on February 17th, 2021. Our scripture lesson for today is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. And to the man, he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the thoughts of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I have to confess today that celebrating Ash Wednesday is a comparatively late development in my life. I suppose some of you from more liturgical backgrounds, Catholic, Episcopalian, Lutheran, even some Methodist and Presbyterian churches have celebrated it every year forever. But those of us from country churches and less liturgical backgrounds, we celebrated Maundy Thursday maybe, or Good Friday, and certainly Easter, but we really didn't kick off Lent with an Ash Wednesday service. Almost everybody knows about Mardi Gras, which is French for Fat Tuesday, or as some churches call it, Shrove Tuesday, where we have pancake suppers. But Ash Wednesday itself may not be as common. And to make it a bit more complicated, we have this scripture from Genesis that we quote, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," which is not exactly the most encouraging thing I could think of to say right now. Why does the church begin its 40-day countdown to Easter, the season we call Lent, with such dire, even dark prediction, "To dust you shall return"? Well, I want to tell you today that I now understand the scripture from Genesis, "You are dust and to dust you shall return," as good news rather than bad news. Actually, as a wonderful promise in faith rather than a dark prediction. And in the few minutes I have here, I want to tell you why. First, "You are dust and to dust you shall return" tells us the truth about ourselves. We live in a world that is in total denial about the cycle of life that God has given us. We are born, yes. We grow up into adulthood, yes. And then begins the process of aging and reduction. Our first 25 years are of constant growth and increasing strength and expanding ability. And then it is as if we reach the top of a hill and start rolling down the other side. We begin to grow weaker, smaller, and begin to lose ability. And of course, we fight it. We try to stay healthy and fit and keep our hair from growing gray, and that is fine. If we get sick, we do everything we can to heal. Seek the latest treatments, leverage the latest technologies. Of course we do. Maybe we actually will live into our 90s or longer. But this scripture stays true. Eventually, our bodies are going to return to a dust. Eventually, we're going to give up the shell we inhabit. Now, add to this that our culture is in total denial about death and decay. A few generations ago, our babies were born at home and our grandparents died at home, and everybody witnessed that. Now, death is something that happens in hospitals and nursing homes and hospices. And that's fine, and it means most people don't suffer, but it does mean that generally we don't personally experience death anymore as a normal part of our lives. Your dust, and to dust you shall return, reminds us that our bodies are headed back to the basic elements from which they came. It means that that is natural, and that is as God intended. And I want to tell you today that being dust and returning to dust is good news. Why? Because it means this life here and now is only part of our story. It means that there is a whole other life after this one that is free from the diminishment we experience here. Ash Wednesday actually is pointing us towards Easter, that in our future, we will have a new life that doesn't include pain and weakness and suffering. I had a good friend in Georgia named Jeff, who was a great runner, an athlete, and a handsome attorney. When I moved up here, he asked me to officiate his wedding out on my parents' dock in Laurel Hill. So he and Joyce drove up, and right there on the water of Richmond Mill Lake, I performed their ceremony. A few years later, Jeff was stricken with multiple sclerosis and very quickly began to lose the ability to even walk without a cane. He lost his vision. He became incontinent. And eventually, he died. One of his directives was that I would spread some of his ashes at the site of his wedding. So his son came up, and we walked out onto that same dock, and I took a big spoonful of gray ash, and I shook it into the water. I watched those ashes of my friend Jeff spread around on top, then sink and spiral out of sight in the brown water of Richmond Mill Lake. At Jeff's funeral, I gave the eulogy, and here's part of what I said that day. This past week, we had an Ash Wednesday service at my church in North Carolina. And after the sermon, I got in line and I walked up to the front so that our associate pastor, Elizabeth, could put the sign of the cross on my forehead in ashes. And as she rubbed those ashes on my skin, she said, "From dust you came, to dust you shall return." And I thought about Jeff, and my eyes filled with tears. "From dust we came, to dust we return." It is natural. It is what God has designed for all of us, to release us from this body that is gradually turning to dust and allow us to be free again, to run again, to laugh again, to see, to taste, to sing, and to sail. Now, as always, Jeff is up there ahead of us running effortlessly, laughing and shouting for us to catch up, leading the way. Just like Jesus was ahead of those disciples walking on the Emmaus Road, Jeff's body has turned to dust, and he is free and whole and happy. For him, death and suffering are past. Sorrow is no more. So, sail on, Jeffrey. Sail on, my brother. Sail on. We will catch up with you later. We will catch up with Jeff at some point. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And when that plan is finished, God has a new life plan for you. Like Jeff's body, our body too will turn to dust, and we will leave it behind. We will be given a new body. We will exchange the perishable for the imperishable, and we will be free and whole and happy. Death and suffering will be past for us. Sorrow will be no more. So, brother, so, sister, hear the good news. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Amen. Let us pray. Accomplish in us, O God, the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world by the cross and passion of our Savior. Bring us with all your saints to the joy of Christ's resurrection. From dust we came, and to dust we shall return. While we are here, we worship the living God. Almighty God, you've created us out of the dust of the earth. May these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.